Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, wake up, wake up, wake up, everybody. Good morning, D-Hour Radio Network. Your boy D-Slate is in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins. Another D-wake-up call this morning. You guys for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight, absolutely. Well, this morning, absolutely. Yeah, D-Slate still got a little something in the system. It's all right, though. I appreciate you guys hanging out and tuning in with us. No doubt. You already know we're going to be getting it in this morning with the hilarious, the talented Mr. Aries Spears. He's going to be joining us in a little bit, so definitely make sure you don't go nowhere. You know, it's going to be another sizzling eggs over easy. Can you smell the bacon? Damn, let me make me a cup of coffee. Fabulous morning this morning on the D-Wake Up Call morning show with your boy D-Slate. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you already know what time it is. You know, if you are R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, gospel artist, poet, actor, actress, you want to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want to be an interviewee, that's cool. All you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show, or you could just Google The Hour Show, get all your pertinent information, and we'll do what we can to get you featured on the network. We got many great shows throughout the week. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. I got my special co-host in the building, beautiful, the lovely Miss Ebony B. Hey, EB.
Good morning, B. Slate. I'm on the spot on the ground with you this morning. It's broadcast live out here from Seattle, Washington. What's going on?
Well, I'm good. Just it's another eggs over easy, sizzling bacon, coffee in my cup morning on the D Wake Up Call morning show. So I want to thank you so much, lovely lady, for joining me this morning. How are you doing out there in Seattle?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I got that turkey popping, them good old cheese eggs and grits and my mama biscuits.
Not the mama biscuits.
But I'm doing good. It's looking like it's the second day of spring, and it's going to be some nice weather today. So, you know, later on after I get off of this amazing show, I'm going to get some of these pretty green colors on me and the Queenie. And we going shopping today before we get on live here tonight on Frontline Fridays.
Oh, absolutely. And definitely for those of you that's joining us right now, Ebony B, very good friend of mine. She's on Diva Spot Radio. And definitely we're going to get you guys some more information about that, about how you guys can listen to her, you know, throughout the week on Diva Spot Radio. So, make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We got some hits. I told you, my man Aries Spears is going to be joining us. Hilarious actor, comedian, Aries Spears from Mad TV. You guys know who he is. He'll be joining us in a little bit. We're going to be getting it in with him. And you know we got the hits for you. We got some Dungeon Family, some Black Street. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. D Slay, Ebony B, getting it in right now on a D Wake Up Call morning show. And it goes down like that. Now, let me go get me another cup of coffee because somebody just put their lips on my coffee. I don't like that, so I got to go get me another cup.
I'm sorry.
Solitary confinement, solar botany, plants on consignment, southern water flow, instrumental pirate, was a roach among rats, now a tyrant, shaking up the whole world, I'm vibrant, shake the problems in my world, I'm smiling, funky digging that computer, new hybrid, they took my brain and traveled galaxies to hide it, absent-minded, far gone, looking back to the future from the booth like where the time went, sunshine in my thoughts, I combined it, bind it, then I changed the climate, rhyming. Nothing compares to it. Skip the polarities. Let's have a good time. Enjoy the sunshine. Yeah, these is real raps. No punchlines. We sip lemonade. Granddaddy's recipe. A piece of pecan pie. Laying on the shade tree. Hold her head. Kiss her hugging on the front porch. All the kids running wild in the front yard. I'm digging the feeling. I'm feeling. Is you with me? Wait. Bring it back, like. Loud so I can concentrate properly. Don't like it in my orange juice. Jones will leave you walking in the rain, but I'ma come through. In my Umbros, we're in the LLA. I'm chilling with the Dungeon Family in the cosmos. We hit the quasars and race cars. Bobby Whitfield control the outer space while they dance with the stars. I scream sing with the comet. Need a pickaway bar. Not a thing is in my stomach, huh? The abdomen, the abdomen. It's gold, daddy. I don't know my name, cause I'm
like fresh glue on my dough. I'm feeling so brand new.
Like fresh glue on my dough, I'm feeling so brand new. You can't take my smile away. Like a motherborn pound cake, animals in my belly ache. Try to stick it in my mouth, but it make you feel so right. finally took a whole day for me to escape the hate I always face. Life is but a dream and a cloud away.
Off the ice, close my eyes, then I fly away. Living life in the sky, my cloudy hideaway.
Play it again.
Just get one little bitty kiss, baby. I just can't.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I will crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Messages for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Deep wake-up call, morning show, Deep Slate, the lovely, the beautiful Miss Ebony B in the building with me right now getting it in. You heard Lord with Royals. We had some Black Street before I let you go. Get it in like that for the fit ends, playing the hits on the D Wake Up Call Morning Show. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we won't get an opportunity to speak with the hilarious Mr. Ari Spears this morning due to a scheduling conflict. You know, that's the way it is. You know, they're always working. You know, they always got different things that they're doing. So we're definitely going to reschedule. We're definitely going to reschedule with him, and all the fans, you know, you'll definitely get an opportunity to check him out on the Diablo Radio Network. So don't worry about it. Don't fret. We will get a chance to talk to the hilarious Mr. Ari Spears. So it's all good. Don't worry about it. But right now, we're kicking it right now. Got my girl Ebony B in the building. Now, EB, definitely let everybody know about your radio network and what's going on.
Oh, you guys want to turn out tonight? Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in independent music. We are going to have Red Star on coming through the building. We're going to be showcasing three of his hot tracks. He is big shout out to the 1000 Network too. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio as well. But we'll have Red Star on, and he got this hot track. You Know How We Ride. So it's definitely going down with him, 7 p.m. tonight on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. You can tune in live to the show two ways. You can tune in online by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, or you can tune in from your phone while you're on the go getting ready for your pre-party by calling 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. So, yeah, we're going to have Red Star up in this thing, and he is actually repping the East Coast. So we're excited to have him in the building. He got a crazy following. Man, it's just going to be a crazy show. And he's a good dude, so he's good people, D-Slay. He's real good people.
No doubt. I mean, you know, I'm a big East Coast hip-hop fan myself. Not taking nothing from my brothers, you know, in the West or down south, because I love them too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've always been a big East Coast hip hop fan, so yeah, I definitely can't wait to check it out. You know, and see what's going down. He sounds like a good brother.
Yeah, he's rapping St. Louis. St. Louis, big shout out to Louisville, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
rapping St.
Louis. Oh yeah, some of my peeps, you know, Ray Cole and my man CK is from St. Louis. So yeah, big
shout out
to St. Louis, absolutely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah, we're gonna
know,
be turning up, man. Yeah,
that's what's up. I definitely can't wait to check it out. But you know, I know you've been hearing in the media about this whole situation with the Malaysian airline disappearing. That's some craziness right there. What do you think about that?
I don't think that plane disappeared at all. How is it that, you know, first of all, they talk about it disappearing. How do you lose a plane? Y'all can track our phones. That wasn't no accident right there, you guys. Wake up. Wake up on the D-Hour show, man. Wake up today. That plane did not disappear. And it's unfortunate because you see the family on there and how they distraught and, you know, going through and missing all these people. And, you know, I honestly believe they know where this plane is at. It's just something that's covering it up. Why did this plane go down? There's a couple of questions that I'm asking, me personally. What happened when a plane decided to go down? Because I don't really believe everything in the media, because the media puts out there what they want us to see. Not the truth. So why did the plane go down? Why is it that y'all can't find it, you know, with all the technology that we have? And I just pray to God that those people are still alive. This was a part of a bigger thing, and most likely I want to say that there's money involved.
I agree, and I'm glad you said that. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen, because, again, she's absolutely right. We know how to track and monitor all types of small, large to small different things. So how is it hard to find an airliner? How's it so hard to find a plane? How's it so hard to find a plane and find out where it went? That's some nonsense. It's not like the plane went into the Bermuda Triangle. So, again, I think EB is right. I think that this is something that's being covered up. So the only excuse that they can give is, oh, well, the plane was lost and we don't know where it is, because apparently there's something they're trying to cover up. And I'm with EB myself. I do pray and hope that those individuals on the plane are safe and no harm came to them. But, yeah, I think definitely there's some bigger picture going on. And, again, people, you got to understand that, you know, that's why you always have to be cognizant about what's going on, not just in your neighborhood, but in your country and even outside the country, because different things like that can affect us as well. So you definitely got to be knowledgeable about different things that are going on. So you need to have an opportunity to say, okay, what's really behind this? What's really going on? You got to read between the lines, because if that can happen with airplanes, you know, from other countries, if they want to, if we're trying to cover up something with someone or something on some planes in our country, what if they decide to do that as well? So you got to be, you really got to understand what's going on around you.
I want to jump in and say this, because with all the money that's invested and with all the current and new technology that has been invested with tracking trains and the tracking of traffic and who's coming in to what airport, who's landing, everything is organized in detail. You know, they already have a schedule. They already they're monitoring trains planes right now. That's how you know you're going to get on your plane at 9 a.m. over here in Seattle, and you will end up in the East Coast 10 hours later, you know, at this time, and they know where your plane is. So there's no way, I mean, to say that it's off the grid is out ridiculous. It's out ridiculous. There are some precious merchandise. I'm going to look at it like this, my opinion. There has to be some really precious merchandise, expensive merchandise, or a very important person or peoples that was on that plane, the reason why they can't find it. Because somebody of power was on its way to somewhere else, and somebody intercepted it. They said, no, we're going to stop it right here. We're going to collect. We're going to steal. We're going to take it, and we're going to cover it up. Every time there's a mysterious or a mystery about something, it's a cover-up. Every time, for the gain of someone else, even down to the Bermuda Triangle. How do we know that this is such a mysterious place? Because somebody else said it? Have we did the research ourselves and went over there? Do we know anything about the Bermuda Triangle? Same thing with, you know, me as African-American woman. And I don't have anything against any other religion and whatnot, but what was told about our history, the things that they're putting out on Americans is putting out about our history ain't true. But it takes somebody to stand up, and a historian, somebody to say, look, this is us. Get it from the horse's mouth.
Hear from the horse's mouth. There it is. That's one of my wake up topics this morning. I'm pretty sure Diva may have one for us in a little bit, but that's one of my wake up topics this morning. You know, I may hit you guys with another one in a little bit. Right now, on a deep wake up call, you know, this is a little something I like to do on a deep wake up call sometime before we get our hits in. I like to just call people up and wake them up. I like to just call people up on the D-Wake-Up call and wake them up. That's why it's the D-Wake-Up call. I'm going to call people and wake them up. They might not like it, but, you
wake
know, these things don't give a. These things don't give a D-A-M. But look here, we're going to see if we can wake somebody up right now. D-Slater's going to get his he's going to get his dial on right now. And see if he can wake somebody up.
Can I send somebody to wake up too? Can I send you a number?
Oh yeah, you can definitely shoot me a number, and we can definitely get a wake up on. Let me see if we can get this individual on the line right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, may I ask who this is? Hello? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the brother hung up on me. Let me get him back on the line.
He said, what? Ask who this is. No. Bill Fletcher.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3127809556 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, my goodness.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
I ain't pressing a damn thing.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message,
no, I'm not
press
still
2.
Here.
To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
No, I'm not still here.
Are you still there?
We'll try again in a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, on the D Wake Up Call. We got some more hits for you when we come back. We're going to get it in with you again. D Slate, Anthony B, right here on the D Wake Up Morning, with the Wake Up Call Morning Show. I got some Candace Glover, some Donnell Jones, my girl Jay Marie. Let's get it in. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
There's nothing left, because you took it all. I hope to fly, but you make me fall, and I'm tired. Oh, I kept a smile for all those years, but I'm so sick of fighting my tears. I'm so tired. Oh, I
Yeah. This goes out to all the women that hold their man down. Especially my woman. My 22.
Every since the day we met, I wrapped your love around me, babe. I don't have to fall for nothing. As long as I can be with you, I wanna be with you. Baby, you're my inspiration. You put your life on hold to be with me. I can't live a day without you.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in a 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, D-Wake Up Morning Call, the D-Wake Up Morning Show, D-Slate, Ebony B in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins. You heard my man Donnell Jones with his new single, Forever. Shout out to my man Donnell, no doubt. Getting it in for you guys. Again, if you are a hip-hop artist, you know, if you are a R&B artist, gospel artist, poet, actor, actress, so forth, and you would like to be showcased on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is hit us up at dhour@dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. If you have a business or a website you would like to advertise on our network, all you got to do is do the same damn thing. Just email us at dhourshow@gmail.com, and we will be more than happy to advertise for you right here on the D Hour Radio Network. And EV, if anybody wants to be showcased on Diva Spot, how will they be able to get with you?
All you have to do is contact me, Ebony B, at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or you can go to our website, www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. And click on the link that says Get Interviewed and Showcased.
There it is, right there. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have another... we have another wake-up call topic we like to get in right now. Ebony B, what you want to wake everybody up on right now?
I wanted to wake everybody up on the situation that's going on in Detroit. The Central Business District neighborhood watch in Detroit is distributing flyers of random innocent black men and referring to them as the knockout king or the knockout game suspects. This is very dangerous, just a genocide tactic, because Michigan is a stand your ground state, and referring to all black men as suspects is a way to send coded messages. So what they're doing is they're posting these flyers, and it says the Central District, and if you guys want to see it, just go to Facebook right now. Matter of fact, D-Slate, I'll share it on your page. You can go to D-Slate's Facebook page, and they're putting out these posters of black men saying suspects of the knockout games. And these are innocent black men. Like, they have nothing to do with it. If you take a look at it, one of the guys is dressed in a suit and tie. And it looks like he's on his way to work or from work. Yeah, it says you can clearly see, and I just shared it to your page, D-Slate, you can clearly see him with a tie on. They got another brother with a hoodie on. It's just a way to send coded messages, again, so we can hate ourselves and love them. And this is another thing, and this is probably somebody we should call this morning, because we should call the number on the flyer and ask, what exactly is a knockout game? What is a knockout game suspect? And I got a Brian Brown, he called, he said, wow, I just called twice respectfully, and these bees hung up on me twice. And they gave me the runaround saying they can't tell me anything about it and that they only distribute it to certain people, and it is for internal use only. What?
Wow.
Like,
are you serious?
Yes, if you could pull it up on your page, I don't know if you could pull it up on your page, but they're posting images of these brothers, innocent brothers, and saying that they are knockout kings with a knockout game. These look like grown men. And this is going on in the district, the business district in Detroit, Michigan. Big shout out to Detroit. But, you know, people wake up. This is a prime example right here of how the media wants to destroy the image of ourselves, how they want us to hate us, how they want us to fear us. Really? Like, first of all, a grown black person or a grown person, we don't got time to be running around knocking people out early in the morning. If you see somebody, a black person, especially a black person, out early in the morning, up early, we on the grind. We got stuff to do. I don't have time to stop and knock you out.
Wow. That's real.
I'm already late for work. I don't want to be extra late by just sitting here knocking you out. Think about it.
That's real.
But we definitely need to wake up. Yeah, we definitely need to wake up, and I encourage everybody to call 313-373-3333. That's 313-373-3333, and ask exactly what is the knockout game? What is the knockout game suspect? What is that all about? Because they took these innocent men, black African-American men, pictures, not one white person on here, not an Asian, not a Korean, not a Somalian, not nobody, and said these are the knockout game suspects. Wake up, y'all.
first of all, I think that EB is right. I think that, you know, you guys definitely need to wake up on the way, you know, African Americans are being portrayed in so many different lights of media. I think that, you know, sometimes when they truly can't get all the information they need or all the evidence they need, you know, they just put out, you know, any information, say, hey, this is what we heard, boom, so we're just going to put this out there. You know, mm-hmm. without no shred of evidence, you know, I really don't think that, you know, the media should be condemning, you know, grown men to some heinous acts when that's truly not what they're all about. I think that we definitely need to wake up to the fact that those type of things are still going on, you know, those type of profiles and stereotypes. And granted, I know there's some individuals out there who tend to ruin it, you know, for everybody else. I know there's some brothers, some ignorant brothers out there that's doing some stupid stuff like that. And it's not just that, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you have, you know, ignorant Caucasians who mess it up for other Caucasians. You have ignorant mm-hmm. Hispanics who mess it up for other Hispanics. You have ignorant Asians who mess it up for other Asians. So it's not just within the African-American race. It's within all races. Mm-hmm. You have ignorant individuals who tend to mess it up and as a whole for the rest of the people. So I think that as an intelligent person, as a smart individual, you need to read between the lines and you need to differentiate the difference between ignorance and real, the difference between good people and bad people. You know, so you need to know exactly who you're dealing with and not condemn people for heinous acts and not think people are suspicious on something when you really don't know a whole lot about them. So don't let the media or other individuals drag you into that situation or that category.
And can I just say this, D-Slate, for all of us, you know, especially within the media, don't just take everything off of face value. That's something that I tell my 11-year-old all the time. Research. Investigate.
Absolutely.
Don't just listen to what Craig and Day-Day said. You know, don't listen to what
Bushika,
you know, and Aphrodite just told you. Don't just say, okay, well, they said it, and if it's on the media or if she sent it to me in text, it must be true. No, you investigate what people say. You investigate what someone is telling you because there are always a couple of sides to the story, and everybody is going to tell the part of the story that makes them look good. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is really doing the research anymore and just saying, oh, well, let me go and research this. Let me get in contact with the person where it came from. You ask people, what is your source? Why are we afraid to ask people when they tell us something, to text us something? Where did you get this from? What is your source? Why am I taking this off of face value? Because, you know, we got, like you said, this ignorant people out there. We got people out there right now that's looking at this thing and this report, and we got black people and all types of people walking around scared that somebody's going to knock them out. So think about this. And when nothing is going to happen to you, wake up. It's a way to scare us and keep us in control, to keep us in place.
So,
wake up, people.
Wake up. And like she said, you know, you guys just need to be mindful, truly mindful about what's going on. Wake up, man. Don't read between the lines. Don't be influenced. By hearsay, don't be influenced by ignorance. You know, just wake up and read between the lines. That's the message we want to put out there. D-Slate, Ebony P, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, if we don't research, you know, information that we get in from people, we're going to waste time, we're going to waste resources, and we're going to waste money. Just like if D-Slate called me and say, Diva, you know, they got your favorite cheesecake on sale at Safeway for $2.99. I'm like, what? Okay, that's what's up. But I'm not just going to get up and waste my gas to run over there. I'm going to say switch Safeway. I'm going to call them, make sure they got it for $2.99, and make sure they put a couple of slices up for me. it's just preparing yourself. Because just imagine if he said it was in Safeway, he was actually in Walmart, and they had it for $2.99. Now I done wasted my money and my time to go over there and get it, and now I'm mad at D-Slate. Now we separated.
And you ready to slap the Walmart guy? I mean, you ready to slap the Safeway guy?
Safeway
for
guy.
You know, because he ain't got the cheesecake for you. So for all those individuals out, all those ignorant individuals out there that like to lead people astray like that, you get a D slap right now. There you go. D slap for you. You get a D slap right there. D slay Emily B right now, the D Wake Up Morning Show, the Wake Up Call Morning Show. We're going to get us another wake up call in right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who we can wake up right now. Let me get the dialing on right now. See who we can wake up right now. All righty, let's go ahead and give it a try. May I speak to Helen Cain?
This is Helen Cain.
Helen Cain, how you doing? This is the G-Hood Collection Agency. We was just calling to say that we heard
what?
That you owe $5 to the Diva Spot radio show.
Oh, Lord. $5? Really?
$5 no to the Diva Spot radio show. This is G-Hood Collection Agency.
How? Almost impossible, but I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Helen, I just want to let you know right now that you're on the Wake Up Morning Show with D-Slate, and I got my girl Ebony B on the line right now. How you doing, Helen? Good morning.
Kelly K. Untamed.
Y'all crazy.
Well, you know, we just have to do a few wake-up calls this morning, Helen. We want to wake you up and say good morning to you.
Oh, Lord, good morning. Oh, Lord.
And how are you this morning?
I'm fine. I got the Bible open. I'm on Genesis. I got to start all over.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you might have to get out there and bless some people this morning because there's some ignorant individuals out there.
But everybody,
all our listeners right now that don't know too much about you, real quick, tell everybody a little bit about you and what you got going on.
Oh, Lord. Y'all really got me on the radio in the morning.
We got you on the radio.
I'm going to get you.
Wake up.
Tell us a little
bit about
it. Wake up. Oh, Lord, mercy. All right. Well, Helen Cain's a very, I guess, complex person. I have so much stuff on my plate. I'm trying to do it all. I'm an artist. I'm a mother. I'm a borderline activist. I feel like, but
that's what's up.
Oh Lord, y'all got me on the radio.
You just got to dig the cold.
Hey, y'all gotta go to www.HelenCainUntamed.com. Again, it's www.HelenCainUntamed.com. And check out all the hot stuff that she's doing, all her hot music, that hot behind fur that she got on that she ain't trying to share with nobody. She is definitely turned up. We didn't call her early this morning because, you know, we had to get the ghetto bill collectors to call you up for that $5 that you owe us.
Helen, let everybody know right now that you just been woke up by the D-Wake Up Morning Show.
Yes, I have. I have just been woken up, and I can't even remember the rest of what you said because my brain don't work that fast in the morning. Like, woo, no, just, nah, are you serious? I'm still processing.
Let everybody know that you just been woke up by the D Wake Up Morning Show.
I just been woken up by the D, oh, Lord, see?
Wake up.
Ready.
Wake up morning show.
Y'all woke me up.
There it is. Helen Kane has just been woken up by the D-Wake Up Call Morning Show. She still got to get her turkey bacon and a sausage going on right now and her coffee. She got to get the coal. While she's getting the coal out of her eye, ladies and gentlemen, you already know how we do it. We're going to play some more music. We're going to come back and get it in. You know, D-Slay got some TV show and movie reviews for you guys. And again, it's the D-Wake Up Call Morning Show, D-Slay, Ebony B. We got our girl, hey. Helen Kane. We just woke her up right now. You know what I'm saying? So luckily, we're out of state, so she can't get a hold of us because we just woke her up. So
I'm going to get y'all for that. I'm going to get up early. I'm making a visit.
I just want to say a lovely, lovely good morning to the lovely Miss Helen Kane for kicking it with us right here on the D-Wake Up Call Morning Show. D-Slay, Ebony B, we'll be back. I got some J. Marie, some Nice and Smooth. What's going down? We'll be back.
Wake up.
Go to sleep tonight, baby. than a rock.
This is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm a champion, realize check mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're gonna go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Wake up, wake up, Diablo, wake up, morning show. D Slate, Ebony B in the building, getting it in for the fit-ins. Nice and smooth, hip-hop junkies. one of my old hip-hop throwbacks I had to hit you with right there. Big shout-out to my man Greg Nice and Smooth B. You know, we've had him on the network before, so shout-out to the brothers. And definitely shout-out to you for hanging out with us right now on the D Wake Up Call Morning Show. It's time for D Slate's television show and movie review, where I tell you guys some couple of different things, you know, different TV shows and movies you can check out. Next month, April 4th, the huge blockbuster Captain America: The Winter Soldier is coming. There's been a lot of great reviews about it. You know, for those that don't know, Captain America is back in his second film, well, third film if you count the Avengers, and he's facing a unimaginable foe that he's never faced before. It could turn out to be a familiar foe, someone that, you know, he thought was cool, but I guess, you know, different things have happened. But definitely make sure you guys check out, and I've heard some different things about the film that it could possibly be a death in the film, a major death in the film. There's going to be some spoiler things going on in the film, so you got to make sure you stay and watch the entire film, even when the credits is rolling, because you know how Marvel like to do it. You know, they always like to give you a little bit even after the credits roll from some of the up-and-coming films. So definitely make sure you check that out. I got a chance to see the last trailer for The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Let me tell you guys something. I got a chance to look at it last night. You guys really need to go see this new. If you're a Spider-Man fan, you definitely need to go see this new movie. It looks fantastic. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man is facing some serious enemies in this movie. It's going to be a huge, it's going to be some serious battles going on in this movie. Big shout out to Jamie Foxx, because Jamie Foxx is starring in it as the lead villain, Electro. So big shout out to my man Jamie for getting it in the new blockbuster Spider-Man flick. It's going to be a hit. You know, I give credit to what credit is due. Jamie is definitely doing his thing. So definitely make sure you guys check that out. It'll be out this May. As well as to give you a couple of TV show, you know, different things you can check out. The television show Believe just started recently. It's a show about a remarkable young girl who has some serious abilities. And, you know, there's quite a few individuals after her because of her abilities. It looks like a really great show. Check your local listings. The show is called Believe. There's also another show called Resurrection, starring Omar Epps. I know everybody's like, oh, Omar's back. Yes, Omar Epps is back in a new TV show called Resurrection, where him and the people he worked for, and all the individuals, some people went missing a long time ago in this movie, and Omar Epps and his people, they find those individuals, and they bring those individuals back to their families or loved ones or whatever the case may be. It's a really great show. It's rather intriguing. It's a big mystery surrounding the show, so definitely make sure you guys check out the new television show, Resurrection. Also, there's a little bit more information from our brother Isaiah Washington. You know, we've had him on the network before. Shout out to my man Isaiah. You know, everybody knows him from the hit TV show Grey's Anatomy. He was on that TV show before. But he has a new television show called The 100, and it comes on the CW about people who live on Earth. Some things happen on the planet Earth with the environment and the atmosphere, so they had to leave the planet in on a space station and some ships, and they were trying to look into space to find another planet for us to live on. You know, apparently that search was taking too long, so they decided to go back down to Earth, decades, later, years and years later, to see whether or not it's Earth is livable, whether or not we could, you know, go back and live on the planet. So they send 100 people down there to test it out and make sure we're livable. And it's a whole lot of different nature changes, animal changes, and different things going on the planet. So it's a huge mystery about what's going on with the planet. You know, a new TV show called The 100. Definitely make sure you guys check that out. Isaiah Washington is, you know, starring in that television show. And for all you Isaiah Washington fans and Grey's Anatomy fans, it's come to my attention that Isaiah Washington will be returning to Grey's Anatomy on one epic major episode in May.
He will be
returning on one episode in May, and I'm going to assume it's a possibility that it could be the season finale, or maybe the episode before that. I'm not sure, but he will be returning for one epic episode. And I heard that the episode is going to be epic. It's going to be an episode that Grey's Anatomy fans are never ever going to forget.
Be ready.
So that's all your television and film reviews. You know, we do this all the time on the D Wake Up Call Morning Show. D-Slater have more information and more TV shows and movie reviews for you guys next time. But
I have one.
Oh, absolutely. EB, what you got for me?
On Netflix, for those of you guys who have Netflix, make sure you research I Want My Name Back. And it's a documentary about the Sugar Hill Gang. The original members, Sugar Hill Gang. And I didn't even know right now that there are two sets of Sugar Hill Gang members. The original Sugar Hill Gang members are in battle or are going out to get their name back from these two members who, after Sugar Hill has split up or whatever, they start saying that he's Magic Mike, you know, and it's just this really big thing, and it's really good for independent artists and people to look out because for when you're signing your name over or when you get with a group, and the original Sugar Hill Gang members, members were fighting for not only their name back, but also the rights to their music.
And it's
just this all-out battle. So make sure you go on Netflix and check that out. I Want My Name Back. Again, it's on Netflix. I Want My Name Back. It's a very good documentary to check out, you guys.
I'm going to have to check that out myself. I'm a big Sugar Hill Gang fan.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to check that one out myself. Well, I thank you, EB, for that one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, a lot of us went to a Sugar Hill concert and thought that those were their original members. And it was not. It probably wasn't. You probably was watching The Imposters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
Grabbing the same lyrics and everything. So check it out.
There it is, right here on the D-Hour, D-Wake-Up Call Morning Show, D-Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, Ebony B. I got some more hits for you guys. Jay Holiday, some music, Soul Child, some Macklemore. When we come back, we're going to close it out for you guys on this lovely, lovely morning. Here it is. Wake up, please, please wake up, like my man said in School Days. Wake up!
Girl, you're the craziest guest that a man could ever ask for. Yeah, baby, you got style, you got class. Girl, you make it look so easy. Yeah, ooh. Got every
For a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me, get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy up. Bad moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did it all way. Chrome music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Hustling, chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go
back?
Really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever put it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back?
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put
stay the same. People grow in seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I say I'm here, girl, I mean it. So when the world and the odds are against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now, start having some doubts about if this love will last. The answer is yes. I still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes, 'cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. Answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned. The honesty is what you deserve. Yeah, and so that's what I'm giving you, girl. Knowing the world and the odds are against us, to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now, you start having some doubts about if this love will last. The answer is yes. I still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes. With you, ask, will I go?
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, D. Wake up, morning call show. D. Slate, Ebony B. Getting it in, playing the hit music, Soul Child with Yes. Macklemore, Can't Hold Us, and my man Jay Holiday with his new single, Incredible. Shout out to my brothers, Jay Holiday and Music Soul Child. They are truly family members of the DR Radio Network, so shout out to them. And, you know, they're getting it in. I know Jay Holiday is coming to Arizona next month to perform in R&B Music Fest, so I'm going to definitely go check my boy out and get it in with him, as well as some of the other guys, some of the other family members of, you know, the D-Hour Radio Network, you know, that's performing in the fest as well, Case, 112, Silk, you know, some of those brothers. So definitely, if you're in the Arizona area, April 4th and 5th, make sure you go check them out at the Celebrity Theater. Getting it in right here. It's time that we're closing it out on you guys on the Deep Wake Up Call. You know, like I said, next time, you know, be tuning in every day. You know, you never know who's going to be on the D-Hour Radio Network. So you just got to tune in all the time, or keep your eyes out on Facebook or Twitter or whatever social networking you like to, you know, you like to get your peep on. But, you know, just definitely make sure you look out. Even if it's Instagram, D Slate is starting to get up on the whole Instagram thing. So, but just make sure you guys are looking out and tune in all the time. I got my lovely sister EB in the building. EB, how you doing? And tell them, you know, how they can tune in and listen to the Diva Spot Radio so they can definitely get it in with you.
Oh, of course. Diva Ebony B, I'm on the spot on the ground with D Slay and the D-Hour Wake Up Show. You can definitely follow me on Twitter to get all updates at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And you can check out my show. I air 4 days a week, Fridays, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You can listen at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And follow the show so you can get all the updates. You can get updates and alerts to your phone and on your Facebook. We do everything from artist showcase to business owner showcase to community talk, spiritual feeding, and, of course, we got the Mommy Mob. So definitely go ahead and check me out. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and check out the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Back to you, D.
No doubt. And also, everybody, Ebony B, you know, my beautiful queen, will be joining me as well on the D Wake Up Call Morning Show. So anytime you see the D Wake Up Call Morning Show, it will be myself, EB, and whoever we deem necessary to hang out and kick it with us on the D Wake Up Call Morning Show. And we will be doing more wake up calls, more music, more interviews. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked. It's going to be going down like that. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the D Wake Up Call Morning Show this morning. Shout out to my man, Ari Spears. We're definitely going to reschedule our interview with him, and hopefully we'll be able to get it in with him soon on the D-Hour Radio Network. Also, big shout out to my brother, Tommy Davison, actor, comedian. We had him on last time on the Wake Up Call Morning Show, and he was absolutely hilarious. If you guys want to check out that interview or any of our other interviews, www.blogtalkradio.com/DHourShow, and you can definitely check that out. Big shout out to you, the fans. You know, we love you guys as always. Keep tuning in. Stay blessed. It's another lovely Friday. Enjoy your Friday morning. Enjoy your entire Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I know y'all is yelling TGIF out there. So definitely make sure you enjoy that, and just keep it locked on the D-Hour Radio Network as well as Diva Spot Radio. We'll get more information to you guys, and we'll see you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your morning. It's been love, peace, and soul. We'll holler at you.
Peace.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love.
underground artist. Yeah.